Father, we thank you, Lord, for a new day, a brand new day. Thank you, Lord, in the morning. We're going to thank you all day long. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noontime. Praise him when the sun goes down. Lord, we want to thank you. In everything, we give thanks. Sometimes our hearts are sorrowing. You know, sometimes our hearts are heavy. You know, sometimes we sing hallelujah. We shout it. Sometimes gently we sing it. Sometimes we praise, sometimes, but all the time we look to you, Lord. Our eyes are upon you. Praise the Lord. We thank you and we give you honor. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding and encouragement this morning. We declare it so in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Our God is a very present help every day. Just want to encourage us with some scriptures this morning. No matter what we are going through, God is with us in a special way, even when we are passing through and going through. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to just read some scriptures of encouragement this morning. So let's read together as we go along here. I will start in Psalm 46 and just read the words of the psalmist here to us. And then we'll go through a few other scriptures. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. No matter what's heaping up, blowing up around us, upheavals, troubles, and everything else, we will not be moved. We will not be moved. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God and the dwelling places of God's children. The holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. God is in the midst of his people, and we will not be moved. The Lord will help us, and that right early. Praise the Lord. And I jump here to verse 10 of the same chapter 46 of Psalms and say, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the hidden, and I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord has given us many assurances that we can come to him in the time of need. Whatever we need. Hebrews chapter 4 tells us that we can come boldly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. We're not going to withdraw our confidence in him because of situation, whatever may come to us. I'm reading to you from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 through 16. And it says, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. You know, but we have one that was in all points tempted and tried like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So take note of these scriptures as we just read them out, to encourage one another in the Lord. I'm going to read the entire Psalm 121 to us. Psalm of encouragement to look unto the Lord and to trust that He is always there, no matter what we are going through. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Remember, He's my help and He's your help. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel and these walking with God family shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Praise the Lord. The Lord is that help in time of need. He is the one that we can always look to no matter what we're going through or what we are surrounded by. According to the book of Nahum, chapter 1 and verse 7, the Lord is good, hallelujah, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knoweth them that trust in Him. Isn't that beautiful? The Lord is good. He's a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knoweth them that trust in Him. Praise the Lord. God has given us many assurances in the scriptures that He will always be there. Isaiah chapter 41, reading at verse 10. He says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing. And they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them, even them that contend with thee. Yea, that war against thee shall be as nothing, and even as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear thou not, O thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, even thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So, He promised this help, and Isaiah encouraged himself daily with it. In Isaiah chapter 50, based on what the Lord told him here that He will help them, well, he encouraged himself and declared it for himself, and we should every day. Hallelujah. He said, for the Lord God will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. Hallelujah. The Lord God will help me. Well, if we didn't need help, if there were no situations that would warrant help, we wouldn't find scriptures like this. But the Lord God will help me. He is there to always be with you, to protect, to deliver, and to guide. We're always going to have situations. Sometimes we can shout hallelujah. And sometimes, well, maybe not so because of situations. But here is the word of the Lord in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 14 to us. In the day of prosperity, when things are good, in the day of light, rejoice. But in the day of adversity and darkness, consider. Because God has set the one over against the other. In other words, he put them side by side. To the end that man should find nothing after him. We're always looking toward him for his mercy and his help. He has some promises that he will be with us when we are going through. There is no promise in the Bible that we will never go through situations. But there is a promise, and plenty of promises actually, that while we are going through, he will be there with us. Remember, our God is a stronghold, ha, in the time of trouble. Glory to God. Isaiah 43 and verse 2. This is the assurance of the Lord. When thou passest through, not if, but when. Because surely we will have situations where we're praying, and then things seem like they went south. But when you pass through those waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through those rivers, they shall not overflow thee. Wouldn't it be better, we think, that he just prevent us from the waters and the floods in the first place? Well, that's not how it works. Sometimes he will, and sometimes he'll have to guide us even while we're passing through. No matter which way it is, we must trust him. His promise is that these things shall not overflow us. When you walk through the fire, he said, thou shalt not be burned. Well, that means there will be some fires that we must pass through, which would come up against us in different ways, and wear us out. But the Lord said, you won't be burned. You will not be consumed. Even the flame will not kindle upon thee. We need to claim these promises. Hallelujah. Claim these promises for ourselves. What a wonderful scripture in Psalm 91 of all of his protection. And we must believe these things. You know, don't let the devil tell you that, well, this happened, so that's going to happen. We must believe the protection and the mercies and the grace of God. According to Psalm 91, he said, you know, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord that he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he will deliver me from the snare of this fowler. These are things that we must claim for ourselves. And from the noisome pestilence shall cover me with his feathers, and under his wings shall I trust. His truth shall be my shield and buckler. I will not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flyeth by day, bullets or anything else, or any arrows that the devil may throw. I will not be afraid, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 fall at my side, and 10,000 at my right hand, but he shall not come near me. Only with my eyes will I see and behold the reward of the wicked, because I have made the Lord my refuge, even the Most High, my habitation. Therefore, there shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. For the Lord, now let me declare this for you, for the Lord shall give his angels charge over you. Hallelujah. To keep you in all your ways. shall bear you up in their hands, so you don't dash your foot against a stone. The Lord will cause you to tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion, and the dragon shall you trample underfoot. And because you have set your love upon the Lord, therefore will the Lord deliver you. Hallelujah. He will set you on high because you have known his name. When you call upon him, he said, I will answer you. And I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you and I will honor you. Even with long life will I satisfy you. I will show you my salvation. These are promises. We must not let the devil steal any of these promises from us. Psalm 32 and verse 8. The Lord promises his guidance, his protection to be with us, to guide us through. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. And I will guide you with my eye. But verse 9 gives us a warning and caution. Only be not as the horse or the mule, which have no understanding. You know, you got to chuck them around with the bit and bridle. But, you know, you yield to the Holy Spirit, let him guide you. You don't need jerking around and so forth. You know, let the Holy Spirit guide you. Just yield to him. Praise the Lord. And he will always be there for you. The eternal God is thy refuge. Deuteronomy 33 and 27. And underneath are his everlasting arms. And there are some things that have plagued us and different troubles and so forth. Here is what the Lord will tell you to do to those things. He said there's some things he will do. He will thrust out the enemy from before thee and shall say, destroy them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Eternal God is your refuge. And underneath are his everlasting arms. And don't you ever forget it. He's always there with you. Now, he may allow certain things, but he's always there with you. Praise the Lord. In the book of Psalm 31 and verse 9, this is a good prayer. You know, when we are in trouble of any kind, when we have grief and so forth. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief. Yea, my soul and my belly. Well, my life is spent with grief. I mean, at times we feel like that. My years with sighing, my strength faileth because of all these things and so on. But he said, look, I was even a reproach, you know, among my enemies, especially my neighbors. They said, well, you know, he prayed, they prayed, but their God did not answer. Yes, our God did answer. He answered us multiple times throughout that situation. But we thank God that we are not forgotten as a dead man out of mind. We're not like a broken vessel. No, don't think of yourself that way. This man said, I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I'm like a broken vessel. For I've heard the slander of many, you know, and so on and so forth. Well, the answer is trust in the Lord. He said, well, but I trusted in thee, O Lord. You know, and I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies or the devil or the oppressor or the, you know, let the fury of the oppressor be broken. Because they come against me from many sides. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, how great, he said. You know, how great, he said. How great, how great, how great is your goodness. In verse 19 of chapter 31 of the Psalms, which thou hast laid for them that trust him. Thou hast wrought for them, you know, which thou hast wrought for them which trust you. Even before the sons of men. Hallelujah. The Lord shall hide us in the secret of his presence from the pride of man. And thou shalt keep us secretly in a pavilion because on the strife of tongues. Don't worry about it. You know, the Lord will keep you. You shall never be ashamed. Because that is the Lord, for he has shown me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. You know, when I said in my haste, I am cut off from before my eyes. Well, so nevertheless, you heard the voice of my cry and my supplications when I cried unto thee. Hallelujah. Oh, love the Lord, O ye his saints. For the Lord preserved the faithful and plentifully rewarded the proud doer. Be of good courage, the Lord said in this psalm, and he will strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Glory to God. Be of good courage. He will help you. And when you're going through, call upon the Lord, and he will deliver you. Hallelujah. Well, the devil would like to tell you otherwise, but the Lord is good. We have seen his goodness many, many times. Praise the Lord. You know, let's read in Psalm 30, verses 10 to 12. It said, I'm going to even read it from verse 8. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I shall go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Remember, the title of this brief exhortation today is that the Lord is our helper. The Lord is your helper. Praise the Lord. And so he will help you. Say, thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Hallelujah. And the Lord is going to do that. We may be mourning at this time through the loss of a friend, a bosom friend, a father, a husband, a grandfather, a brother, an uncle, etc. But the Lord is going to turn our mourning into dancing. For thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. So I'm not going to be silent. I'm going to praise the Lord. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, the good times are great for praising the Lord, but adversity and challenging and difficult times, that's what it really shows what stuff we're made of. And the Lord will help us. Praise the Lord. It will turn your mourning into dancing. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 3 tells us the same thing. It will take away the spirit of heaviness. Give us a garment of praise instead. You know, when we praise the Lord, we can really praise him too. When we do that, you know, some of that heaviness will be lifted. You know, say the spirit of the Lord is upon me and appointed me to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Isaiah 51 verse 11 promises us, you know, something marvelous. You know, sorrow and all these things, just like Psalm 30 verse 5 says, sorrow may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. And then so that means sorrow may endure for a time. That may be a season of sorrow. Yeah. When we lose a loved one, no matter, you know, how, it is always painful, you know. And but the Lord says he's going to turn that around. Glory to God. You know, therefore shall the redeemed and the ransomed of the Lord return. Glory to God. We're going to come back into our place with joy. You know, we're going to come unto singing with singing unto Zion, everlasting joy, shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Did you know that those who are departed and gone to be with the Lord, that died in faith and died in the grace and died in the light, there's no more sorrow. The Lord said, I'll wipe away all sorrow. They are now in the presence of the Lord. They have fullness of joy. There's no sorrow at all. And it's those who are left behind that may sorrow. But we should not sorrow, the scripture says, like unbelievers. You know, some sorrow may come. It's natural. Some grieving. But we grieve in the Lord. We sorrow in the Lord. Everything we do as unto the Lord, the scripture says. It's okay to sorrow and cry to the Lord, but never as those without hope. Because we have hope that we will see our loved ones again that have departed in the faith. If we ourselves continue in the faith, we will one day be reunited with them. But right now, there's no more pain for them. And all that struggle, all the pain for many months, it's over now. Praise God. All they have now is blissful rest in the presence of the Lord. Now, the God of all comfort, he speaks, comfort ye, my people. Isaiah 40 verses 1 and 2. The Lord is always there to help us, to comfort us, to speak comfortably to us. He says also in the book of Isaiah, you know, chapter 54, verses 10 to 14, he speaks directly to those who are comforted, who are troubled and tossed up and down and so forth, you know, with many different trials. Some of the worst challenges that we can face is a loss of a loved one, a family member. You know, that's worse than anything else. You know, you can lose a job, lose this and that and so forth, but not, you know, you lose one of the family member. My goodness. You know, that can really be tough. But nevertheless, we have his promise. You know, his promise is this: for the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed. Now, he didn't say the mountains may depart and the hills may be removed. He didn't say that. Well, the mountains and hills, these are the defense systems that we have. You know, they may be removed. Sometimes he even says it will happen, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee, and saith the Lord your helper. Hallelujah. O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted, behold, saith the Lord, comfort from the God of all comfort. Hallelujah. He promises comfort in all our tribulations. Say, thanks be unto God who comforted us in all our tribulations, so that we also may comfort others by the same comfort that we ourselves are comforted of the Lord. You know, it is easy to say, be comforted to somebody that is going through stuff. You know, we pray that we may not have to find out how we would deal with it. You know, nobody wants to find that out. We just pray that God, the God of all grace, you know, will keep us and deliver us from evil. Praise the Lord. So God is the God of all comfort. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 4, we are told that God comforts us in all our troubles and difficulties and, you know, things that we may face. so that we ourselves may be able to comfort others. There's, you know, hardly anyone that hasn't lost a loved one at one time or the other. And, but God is the one that comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them also which are in trouble, in any trouble, by the same comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted from God. Hallelujah. So, God has promised us these consolations in the time of trouble. And we must look to the Lord. And these exhortations and these words of encouragement are not only for the loss of a loved one. It's also for whatever we may be going through. Yours may not be a loss of a loved one, but there may be a lot of things that you are facing. And so almost you feel overwhelmed at times. Well, the Lord would speak to you to be encouraged. Praise the Lord. Listen to his word, the words of Isaiah in this song, in Isaiah 49, verse 13. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord hath comforted his people. Hallelujah. And he will have mercy upon his afflicted. Isn't that wonderful? Well, you know, the Lord sees the troubles that we're going through sometimes, so he'll send comfort. And he will have mercy on those who are afflicted. He calls them his own. You know, he will have mercy on his afflicted. It's very, very precious and very dear to him when we go through stuff. He'll be there with us. He may allow it that way, you know, but the Lord, he will be with us. Praise God. Ah, the death of his saints, we're told, precious in his sight. And when the righteous die, you know, sometimes, you know, people don't even know that the Lord is preserving them, you know, from the evils to come, you know. We don't put it to our hearts that way. But the Lord knows what he is doing. He wants us to trust him, whatever he puts us or allows us to go through, you know. So the Isaiah chapter 57 gives us some insight into some of these things, you know, that there are times when a loved one is taken. Well, first of all, if they were suffering in pain and they were taken, well, that should be a relief because now they are no longer in pain. Now, if they were taken suddenly, it's even harder, you know, but when they've been suffering and for a long time, and the Lord allows them to pass on, and it should be a relief because they are no longer suffering. The righteous perisheth. Isaiah 57 verse 1. No man layeth it to heart, you know. And sometimes, you know, kind people are suddenly taken. People do not consider that they are taken away from the evil. And as no more pain and all the evil that's yet to come, well, he shall enter into peace, according to Isaiah 57 and 1. That's right. Enter into peace from that point on. Praise the Lord. So let's encourage ourselves with these things. And no matter what we're going through, Jesus promises us rest. Matthew 11 verses 28. To the end of the chapter, it says, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. You know, sometimes we've gone through so much stuff that we are just wearied, wiped out almost. Well, the Lord said, come unto me. Thank you, Jesus. And I will give you rest. Come unto me, he says. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest to your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Isn't that wonderful? The Lord promises us to be right there with us, to give us the strength, give us the grace to pass through no matter the difficult situation that we are in. I will be with you, he said. Just lean upon me and I will give you rest. The Lord said in Exodus 33 and verse 14, say, I will cause my presence to go before thee and I will give you rest. Rest from all, you know, the challenges, the scourge of the tongue even, and all the things that the devil may throw at us, or the devil may try to say, aha, aha, whatever it is, the Lord says, my presence will go with thee, and I will give you rest. Praise the Lord. All you got to do is take the first step toward Jesus today, and then the Lord, he will run to meet you. Praise God. You know, he's got his arms wide open anyway. He's always there to sustain us. Just wanted to encourage us in the room today. I know many of us are close to the situation that just happened with the loss of a wonderful brother and their family and his son with us and everything they've been through. So it's hard from time to time. We think about it. You know, we bestir ourselves to be strong, but at times, you know, you still think about it. And the family, as they're going through, even now, we want to pray for them that the Lord will help them. You know, they've got to think about many things now, making arrangements for funeral, for this, for that, and so forth. At times they will be strong, at times they will be weak. But when they are weak, the Bible says you'll be strong. The Lord will be your strength. I encourage ourselves with one thing, that our brother has no more pain. The pain of last 6 months, it's gone. Ha! Praise the Lord. That alone is consolation. Praise God. You know, we wouldn't want that to continue on and on and on. We know God could have healed him and restored him perfectly. But if the Lord, for whatever reason, best known to him, allowed it to go a different way, well, blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, blessed be the name of the Lord. That's all we can say. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I am going to pray over the room for those who are suffering or have suffered the loss of a loved one. And for, in addition, those of us who may be going through tough times. You know, tough times. There are times that people go through things that make them to even despair of life. You know. Paul said the same thing. There were times that we felt like that. But he encouraged himself. You know, I said, look, we're buffeted on every side. You know, but we're not going to give in. We're not going to cave in. Well, that ought to be our stance in the Lord. How do you feel when trouble is on every side? Well, here's the way Paul put it in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 8. We are troubled on every side. But we are not distressed. We are perplexed. But, you know, we're not in despair. And there were times he said, well, these things happen to us so much that we almost despaired of life. But come back and encourage himself. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Praise the Lord. And nothing, he said finally, shall by any means be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Neither tribulation, according to Romans chapter 8, neither distress, trials, things present, things to come, height, when we are on top, when we are down, we are going through persecution, the loss of this and that, famine, nakedness, peril, sword, all these things. These things cannot separate us from the love of the Father. But he said, Furthermore, to the contrary, nay, in all these things, Romans 8 and 37, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Well, let's be conquerors then. For I am persuaded, he said. Well, are you persuaded? That neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, even things that I don't know about, that have not yet even happened. I'm already persuaded right now that those things are not going to move me out of being anchored on the love of Christ. Hallelujah. The love of Christ, he says, is greater than anything else. You know, nothing, none of these things can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. So his love for us is stronger than any situation, and he will uphold us and see us through. Father, I pray for all your children that are in the room today. Hallelujah. We pray for those that are dealing with the loss of a father, the loss of a husband, the loss of the grandfather, the loss of a brother, the loss of an uncle, the loss of a friend. Lord, it is well in the name of Jesus. We are comforted by the assurance that he has no more pain, no more suffering. He's in a better place and looking good and looking young and nice looking. Coming back in a nice new form. Hallelujah. We give you, Lord, the praise and give you the glory, Lord. We saw an angel at the tomb side of Jesus one time. We don't know how old that angel was, but the scripture described him as a young man. So we know, Lord, that when they come into the presence of the Lord, there's a renewing of the youth. Hallelujah. Praise God. We know our brother shall never be in pain again. Now for his family, we lift them up in prayers, even as they go through these moments and these days. Prepare to say their farewells and put the body in the ground. But we know his soul and spirit already with the Lord. We pray, Lord, for comfort and for strength. And I turn my attention to others also who are going through. Your situation may be different, what you're going through. You know, on top of what you're hearing that others are going through, well, you yourself are going through certain things. It may not be that, but whatever it is that everyone in this room is going through, remember, our God is a very present help in trouble. Every day, you must lean on him for his help. We should never lean on our own strength. We always lean on the Lord for his help. And he is our help. He is our glory. And the lifter up of our head. The Lord will lift you up. He'll put a song of victory even in your mouth. And you'll be able to smile again. Well, because the God of all grace and the God of all comfort will be with you. And it will bring you peace even in the midst of the crisis that you may be going through. And be encouraged that it will not last forever. It will pass. And surely, according to Proverbs 23, he said in verse 18, that surely there is an end. Well, whatever, there was an end to our brother's sufferings, and he will never suffer that particular pain from that accident anymore. It's over. Hallelujah. And our expectation, the rest of us also, it shall not be cut off. There is an end, saith the Lord, and your expectation shall not be cut off. The expectation that the Lord will answer us. My God will come, and he will save, and he will answer us. He will not tarry. Hallelujah. Make no tarrying, oh my God. Even according to your promise that your words will no longer be delayed. Let your words not be delayed anymore. Let them come to pass. The Lord will come to us and he will save us. And he will avenge us speedily too, the Lord said. We give you, Lord, the praise and glory. As we go through the rest of this day, we pray that everyone will receive strength and courage in praising the Lord and praising the beauty of the holiness, putting on that garment of praise to replace the spirit of heaviness. And Lord, we thank you because you take away that spirit of heaviness and give us, you know, the garment of praise to be able to praise the Lord. And we draw strength from these scriptures, draw strength from the encouragement of the Holy Spirit, the comfort of the Holy Spirit. And now, Lord, we also declare we stand in the promise and the word of God, you know, that you have promised us, you know, that over the next few months, we're going to be having a lot of testimonies. The devil has challenged that by trying to set us back because of the loss. But no, we'll move on, we'll move forward. And God has encouraged us to go forward. Go forward, he said. Praise the Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for this grace that's upon everyone in this room. We give you, Lord, all the glory and praise. Let all the hands that hang down be lifted up. Let the heads that are bowed down be raised up as well. And let the knees that are feeble receive strength again. Hallelujah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift them up. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And let the King of glory come on in. We thank you, Lord. We give you all praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.